Tuesday morning, it's time for Dial-A-Doc, and now we have joining us from FHN in Freeport, Vicki Bales and Stacy Winters. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. I have trouble with this word, so let me have you two tell us what you are.
We are gastroenterology nurses.
And a lot of things involved with that. Now, your topic today is colon health and connected to the fact that March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there's a speaker series on this topic coming up. So tell us a little bit about Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and what are some of the things that go on.
Well, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, March, it's the third leading cause of cancer in the United States, and because of the maybe taboo subject of colonoscopies, people are hesitant to have their screening colonoscopies. So we are out there to educate people on the ease of a routine colonoscopy.
And it's not that bad. And sometimes I think people try to make it sound worse than it is.
I agree with that. We often tell people that the worst part of the whole situation is the prep the night before at home, and the easiest part of it is the actual colonoscopy with us at the hospital.
You're under for that, right?
That is correct. We give you what's called moderate sedation. It's kind of like a twilight sleep, and you sleep through your procedure, and you wake up and on to real food and back home.
Now, it's still the third most common cancer and the leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, colorectal cancer. Now, despite those numbers, the incidence of colon cancer has been dropping in most age groups and demographics, and that's really great. And why is that?
I think that's because that more screenings are being done. More people are understanding that we are trying to prevent colon cancer, and by getting their screenings done starting at age 50, which has been the guidelines so far, that we can truly decrease the rates by preventing cancer. Most of the age groups, the rate has dropped because of more screenings being done, but we are seeing an increase in the younger population.
Expand on that a little bit. That seems unusual that younger folks, but is it with diet or anything like that?
They have not determined a specific cause why younger and younger people are having colon cancer. I think our rates have decreased in the older population because more screenings are done and we're preventing them from getting it. But because we're having cancer in the younger population, below 40, those patients typically do not get screened for colon cancer, and so then there's not that prevention factor there.
Well, that makes sense. They just don't get as many screenings. Now, colonoscopies are the most common tool for screening for colorectal cancer. Just what's involved with a colonoscopy, if you can give us the details.
Well, we have patients do a bowel prep the day before at home, clean out their colon, and typically that means having some clear liquids that day, no actual food. And then the morning of their procedure, they come to the hospital, and we get them situated and get an IV started and give them sedation through that IV to sleep throughout their procedure, and they wake up in our recovery area and finally get some actual food.
And that's the little carrot, if you will, at the end of the whole procedure. You get a little meal when you're done. And people
right.
are pretty hungry, aren't they?
It depends. Some people are, yeah. I think it's the mindset of different people, too.
Now, the liquid that people drink the night before, is that one specific type, or are there more than one variety of that?
There's a couple of different varieties. Drug companies out there are trying very hard to improve the flavor of said drink. So there's a two-part drink that they can do, some the night before, and then some the morning of the procedure. There's still the old-fashioned big jug of liquid that they drink all the night before. They have eliminated, I know lots of people talk about pill preps and whatnot, but because of kidney problems with those preps, they've eliminated a couple of them. So we have the two-part bowel prep and then the full big jug.
Now, I'm over 50 years old, so I've already had one, and mine was good, and I was okay. I think it probably depends on how you come out on that, whether you have polyps or not. But typically, for someone over the age of 50, at around 50, you should get your first one, and then they are they typically every 10 years, or are they sooner than that?
Typically, yes. At the age of 50, like we said, there is a push for certain people to be having their screenings at 45. So let's say 50 and you have no polyps and you have no family history of cancer, then usually you're recommended every 10 years. Once you have a first degree relative, so a parent with colon cancer, or you have polyps yourself, that recall time goes down to 3 to 5 years, every 3 to 5 years.
And it's probably quite important for not only colonoscopies, but for your general health to know what some of your family history is, and that helps you folks out on your end too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I think you kind of covered the recommended schedule for colonoscopies. Other screening methods for colon cancer, did we encompass that already?
Well, there are a couple of tests that can be done. One is called a FIT test, or a fecal immunohistochemical test, and that just tests for the presence of blood in your stool that comes from the lower intestine, which would be an indicator of a possibility of a polyp. So those types of screenings can be done for about $20. But just remember, they're not testing specifically for cancer or for polyps. It's only testing for blood in the presence of your stool. I'm sure everyone has probably seen the commercials on TV for the Cologuard test, which actually tests for DNA in your stool that would be found in colon cancer or in adenomatous polyps. And those are the type of polyps that do turn into cancer. That test you can get a prescription for from your physician, your family physician, and it runs around $600. And so those are things that you could do ahead of time, you know, just if you were having no family history or any other major risk factors. But with those tests also comes false positives. We have had people come in who had a positive Cologuard test, but then when we did their colonoscopy, there were no polyps or were no cancer. So, you know, those tests are not 100% accurate.
I'm sure this comes up quite quickly. Medicine can be pricey sometimes. Does insurance typically cover colonoscopies?
Most insurances typically do cover, but we always recommend pre-certifying with your insurance prior to having your colonoscopy.
And if you do have polyps and you have to go in, say, every 3 or 5 years instead of every 10, typically will they pay for all those, I would assume, because it keeps you healthier?
They typically will pay a portion of those. And, you know, there are so many different policies and types of insurance that that's something that you would have to check with your own company. Or have our pre-certification nurses check for you to know ahead of time exactly what your policy would cover.
All right. And you have an educational program coming up, right? It's part of your FHN speaker series. Tell us a little bit about what will be discussed and when that will be.
We do. Coming up a week from Wednesday, March 13th, out at Burchard Hills in the lower level, we have our newer physician with FHN, Dr. Lori, speaking about colon cancer. So that event, again, is Wednesday, March 13th from 5:30 to 6:30 out at Burchard Hills. There will be light refreshments, and Dr. Lori will do a presentation about colon cancer, some of the facts about colon cancer, but he is also able and willing to answer any questions that people may have. So.
And it's good to ask questions. You find out more than if you just assume things, right?
Absolutely.
How can someone arrange to have a colonoscopy at FHN? What should they do to get that started?
There are a couple of different ways. If you need to have a referral for your insurance company, you can call your primary physician and say, hey, you know, I'm 50 or above, I've never had a colonoscopy, and so I need a referral to a gastroenterologist to get an appointment for one, and they'll be happy to do that for you. Or if you do not have to have a referral, you can directly call FHN's gastroenterology office and set up an appointment.
Sounds wonderful. We've been talking with gastroenterological, I hope I was in the neighborhood, nurses Vicki Bales and Stacy Winters. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us today. Very educational, and I hope folks were listening and getting some of those details. If not, give a call and find out the information you need to do, because it's good for your health and good for your family and all that good stuff. So, ladies, thanks so much for joining us today on Dial a Doc. Enjoy your day. I'm sure you'll be very busy, and we'll talk again sometime soon, okay?
Thanks again.
You're very welcome. That's Dial a Doc today from FHN, and some great information on colon cancer. That's colon cancer facts.